We're going to give you that last bit of music for Her Infinite Variety. I'm Steph Stringer.
And this is Danny BR.
And we're going to wrap it up.
Well, actually, I already closed out of my Spotify.
Oh, you did? Never mind. We're wrapping it up, all right.
Yeah, we are.
Sing something, Danny.
Okay, I'll sing something while we get ready.
Just kidding. Oh, you guys probably need to get set up, too. So Better Living Through Show Tunes is up next. And you probably are going to bring some music for us.
Yes.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be an hour of Sondheim. Get ready.
Hour of Sondheim. We love to hear it. So please donate at 608-256-2001 or WORTFM.org.
You're listening to WORT 89.9 FM, Madison.
And this is Steph Stringer. That was Danny BR. We've got DJ Shan as well as
DJ Nicole.
And we are bringing it to you. Now give us a call.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and TNW Ensemble Theater presenting Scammed, a new comedy running March 13th through March 23rd at TNW Ensemble Theater, 1957 Winnebago Street. When a freelancing editor falls for a classic scam, she assumes the amoral alter ego of Helen Wheels to get even. Tickets are available at the door with cash or check, or online through Ticket Tailor. More information is available by calling 608-770-0826.
Hello, it's the first Sunday of the month. That means you're here with DJ Shan. I'm joined today by Nicole Alley for our winter pledge drive. First, a bit of business as I get myself like all set up and logged in here. I'm so excited to say that I've joined the board of WORT. That's how much I love it here. Nicole is on the board with me. She's our treasurer, and I'm so excited to get to spend this hour with her and with you. We're going to do some Sondheim, but I'm going to turn it over to Nicole for a second because I can't talk and type at the same time.
Okay.
I'm not multi-talented, so real glad that you're here.
Yes, I will be here to talk, and we are here. I am here because it is our winter pledge drive, like DJ Shan just said. You can call us 608-256-2001. We have fabulous volunteers out there waiting to talk to you. And you can also go online to wortfm.org, and you can click that donate button at the top or go through the app. We make this very easy. We'd love to hear from you. I know I'm very excited to be here for Show Tunes Day, and especially when I came in and Shan said we were doing Sondheim, I was even more excited to be here for that day. So this is all great. I've been, you know, spending my weekend here at Ward for Pledge Drive. I was in yesterday for entertainment with John Craniac in the morning, and I just get to spend all this time here at Ward, and that's what I love about Ward, and that's what I love especially about Pledge Drive, is I get to see all these people that I normally don't get to see when I'm here on Thursdays doing the news. As much as I do love the Thursday news crew, it is so great to see all the music people on the weekends and get to see everybody else. So I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's just, I'm a big movie person.
Yeah.
And some of the movies I love the most are the ones that I discovered in childhood because they were just on basic cable all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that there's like something magical about radio like that too, because like there's the trust of, I'm going to turn this on and they're going to show me something good.
Yes.
They're going to play something great.
That is so true about Wart. I can turn it on anytime. I'm going to hear, whether it's, you know, the talk programming, music programming, you're never going to hear the same thing twice in the same thing for show by show. You know, you were talking with Her Infinite Variety, how you guys don't get to see each other because, you know, we have a wonderful plethora of volunteers, but you tend to see the same folks. Oh, you see the same people. You never hear the same things on air, which is great.
It's a beautiful problem to have.
It is a wonderful problem.
And it's representative of your Madison community.
Yes.
Which is why we are your community radio station.
Yes.
And you're going to think about that for a little bit and join us at either WORTFM.org if you don't feel like talking on the phone, or
608-256-2001.
Fantastic. We're going to jump right in with my favorite Sondheim musical, a little bit of Sunday in the Park with George. It's Sunday in the Park with Nicole and Shan. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
I mean, I don't understand completely.
I'm not surprised.
But he combines all these different trends.
I'm not surprised.
You can't divide our today into categories neatly.
Oh.
What matters is the means, not the ends.
I'm not surprised.
That is the state of the art, my dear. That is the state of the art.
It's not enough knowing good from rotten.
You're telling me.
When something new pops up every day,
you're telling me
it's only new though for now.
Nouveau.
But yesterday's forgotten,
and tomorrow is already passé.
There's no surprise.
That is the state of the art, my friend. That is the state of the art.
He's an original.
Was.
I like the images.
Some.
Come on, you had your moment, now it's George's turn.
It's George's turn,
if
I wasn't
think
talking
trends,
I'm talking,
yeah,
but then
talking
is it really
crap.
New?
Well, no,
is
all
collaborated?
Yes,
it's all promotion, but
then
that is the state
of the art,
isn't it?
Well...
Art isn't easy.
Even when you've amassed it, fighting for prizes.
No one can be an oracle.
Art isn't easy.
Suddenly, you're past it.
All compromises. And then when it's on the goal record.
Art isn't easy.
Art isn't easy.
All right, George, as long as it's your night, George, you know what's in the room, George, another chromaloom, George, it's time to get to work.
George, I want you to meet one of our board members. This is Harriet Pauling.
What a pleasure. And this is my friend, Billy Webster.
How do you do?
Well, I'll just leave you three to chat.
Oh.
Say cheese, George, and put them at their ease, George. You're up on the trapeze, George. Machines don't grow on trees, George. Start putting it together.
This is the third piece of yours I've seen. They're getting so large.
Art isn't easy, even when you're hot.
Are these inventions of yours one of a kind?
Financing art is easy, yes. Financing it is not. A vision's just a vision if it's only in your head. If no one gets to see it, it's as good as dead. Has to come to light. I put the names of my contributors on the side of each machine.
How clever.
Bit by bit, putting it together. Piece by piece, only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution. Every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts.
The board of the foundation is meeting next week.
Ounce by ounce, putting it together.
You'll come to lunch.
Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation. Otherwise, it's risky from the start. Takes a little cocktail conversation, but without the proper preparation. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. The art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit.
Oh, we haven't met. Charles Redman, County Museum of Texas. Wanted you to know we're in the process of giving out some sizable permissions.
Link by link,
well,
making the connections.
Business during a social occasion.
Drink by drink, fixing and perfecting the design. Adding just a dab of politician, always knowing where to draw the line. Lining up the funds, but in addition, lining up a prominent commission. Otherwise your perfect composition isn't going to get much exhibition. Art isn't easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. Have to keep things in scale. Have to hold to your vision. Every time I start to feel defensive, I remember lasers are expensive. What's a little cocktail conversation if it's going to get you your foundation, leading to a prominent commission and an exhibition in addition?
Art isn't easy.
Trying to make connections.
Who understands it?
Difficult to evaluate.
Art isn't easy.
Kind of a collection.
Always in transit. Art isn't easy, any way you look at it.
George, hello. Lee Randall. I handle the public relations for the museum.
Dot by dot, building up the image.
Press here.
Shot by shot, keeping it a distance doesn't pay. Still, if you remember your objective, not give all your privacy away. A little bit of hype can be effective, long as you can keep it in perspective. After all, without some recognition, no one's going to give you a commission.
Art isn't easy. Overnight you're a trend, you're the right combination. Then the trend's at an end, you're suddenly last year's sensation.
If you feel a sense of coalition, then you never really stand alone. If you want to work to reach fruition, what you need's a link with your tradition. And of course a prominent commission. Plus a little formal recognition, so that you can go on exhibit, so that your work can go on exhibition.
There's the man of the hour.
Blair, hello. I read your piece on Neo-Expressionism.
Good for you.
Well, what did you think?
George, chromoloom number 7.
Be nice, George.
I was hoping it would be a series of three, four at the most.
You have to pay a price, George.
From the beginning, you know that. You were really on to something.
They like to give advice, George.
Now they just
don't think about it twice, George.
Less and less.
I disagree.
Now don't get me wrong. You're a talented guy, but I think you're capable of far more.
Be new, George. They tell you to the blue, George. You're new or else you're through, George. And even if it's true, George, you do what you can do. Bit by bit, putting it together. Piece by piece, working out the vision night and day. All it takes is time and perseverance, with a little luck along the way. Putting in a personal appearance, gathering supporters and adherents.
But he combines all these different trends.
Mapping out the right configuration, starting with a suitable foundation.
Is it original?
Was. Planning up a prominent commission and an exhibition in addition. Here a little dab of politician.
Alex, there is such a publication.
What we have a balanced composition. Everything depends on preparation. Even if you do have the suspicion that it's taking all your concentration. The art of making art is putting it together. Bit by bit, link by link. Drink by drink, mink by mink,
and that is the state of the
art. It started out like a song. We started quiet and slow, with no surprise. And then one morning I woke to realize we had a good thing going. It's not that nothing went wrong. Some angry moments, of course, but just a few. And only moments, no more, because we knew we had this good thing going. And if I wanted too much, was that such a mistake at the time? You never wanted enough, all right, tough. I don't make that a crime. And while it's going along, you take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, and still I say it could have kept on growing instead of just kept on. We had a good thing going, going, gone.
That was Good Thing Going from the newest cast recording. It's hard to say revival. There's so many revivals of Merrily, but the most recent and easily most successful Merrily We Roll Along with Dana Ratcliffe, Jonathan Groff, Lindsay Mendez. It's fabulous. I love, that's one of my favorite songs from that show, and he just nails it. And before that, we had Putting It Together from Sunday in the Park with George, the perfect ode to just how hard it is to do art. And just like art, a radio station takes a lot of folks doing a lot of work. And part of those people, just like an audience completes a show, you, our beloved listeners, our community, are what complete WORT.
Yes, we can't do this without you.
We really cannot do it without you. And we've already got some donors to thank. Do you want to? Yeah.
I'll do.
Yeah. Like, you're the guest. You get to do the bell.
Hey.
So thank you so much to Sarah and Patricia. I know you and I love you and I appreciate you. And excellent news, your donation is actually getting matched because you're new donors.
Yeah.
So double the thanks for calling in and helping us out with that, or doing, you were on the web. You know what I mean. Thank you.
Thank you for doing that. Yes, a wonderful thing about this pledge drive is we have an anonymous person who has said they will match any new or lapsed donor. So if you haven't given in the last 18 months, no time like the present to come on back to WORT. Your donation will be matched for this pledge drive, and that is truly a wonderful thing to have someone offer to do that. Like, that, how incredibly generous.
And, seriously. Yeah. And you hear it on fundraising all the time that, like, no donation is too small. We mean that in general, but we doubly mean it right now because yes, your donation will be doubled.
Yes.
So also check out the sweet swag that we've got online. There's an I Miss Nixon bumper sticker that's huge. Yeah. I had no idea until I walked into the studio.
Yeah, they have one here, and it is bigger than I thought it would also
yeah,
be.
Yeah, it is formidable.
Yes, it definitely states you, Miss Nixon. You are making a statement with your bumper.
And then we've got a new array of our usual patches and shirts and bags and all kinds of cool stuff. Go and check that out. Plenty of ways to pledge. You can visit the website, wortfm.org. You can use our app, which you can listen to WORT wherever you are via app or website, or you can call in
608-256-2001.
Amazing. So many ways to give, and we really appreciate it. We really, really do. But we're going to get on with the music. So here is a little bit from Company. The song is Another 100 People. I chose this one because I just got to see a live performance of Company with Four Seasons in our community. It's the summer of Sondheim. Everybody's doing Sondheim this summer. So if you like Sondheim, Madison is the place to be.
So happy to be here.
But this song in particular, every time I hear a full orchestra on it, there's this moment in the back half of the song where the muted trumpets come in with the Bobby Baby motif for when, like, everybody's calling.
Yeah.
And it just comes in the background, and it's such a great little layer. Oh. So crank it. You have my permission, yes, on this Sunday afternoon to crank your radio, get down with some Sondheim. Here's the original Broadway cast of Company performing Another 100 People.
Another 100 people just got off of the train and came up through the ground line. Another 100 people just got off of the bus and are looking around at another 100 people who got off of the plane and are looking at us who got off of the train and the plane and the bus maybe yesterday. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day trees with the battered box, and they walk together past the postered walls with a crude remark. And they meet at parties through the friends of friends who they never know. Will you pick me up or do I meet you there? Shall we let it go? Did you get my message? Cause I looked in vain. Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? Look, I'll call you in the morning on my service launch plane. And another 100 people just got off of the train. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day, some go away. Or they find each other in the crowded streets and the guarded parks. By the rusty fountains and the dusty trees. Got off of the train.
And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. Another 100 people just got off of the train!
Questions, please. No more tests. Comes the day you say what for, please. No more.
They disappoint, they disappear, they die, but they don't.
What?
They disappoint, in turn I fear, forgive though they won't.
No more riddles, no more jests, no more curses you can't undo, left by fathers you never knew, no more quests, no more feelings, time to shut the door, just no more.
Running away, let's do it. Free from the ties that bind. No more despair or burdens to bear out there in the yonder. Running away, go to it. Where did you have in mind? Have to take care, unless there's a where. You'll only be wandering blind. Just more questions, different kind. Where are we to go? Where are we ever to go? Running away, we'll do it. Why sit around resigned? Trouble is some. The farther you run, the more you feel undefined. For what you have left undone, and more, what you've left behind. We disappoint, we leave a mess, we die, but we don't.
We disappoint, in turn, I guess, forget though we won't. Like father, like son. No more giants waging war. Can't we just pursue our lives with our children and our wives? till that happy day arrives. How do you ignore all the witches, all the curses, all the wolves, all the lies, the false hopes, the goodbyes, the reverses, all the wondering what even worse is still in store? All the children, all the giants, no more.
One of my favorite things about Sondheim is that there's a Sondheim song for everything. You want a Sondheim song for young love? You've got Kiss Me from Sweeney Todd, which is what played before this last song. You want to stop looking at the news? You want the news to just stop? You've got No More from Into the Woods.
Yes.
No More, which is what we just heard from the original Broadway cast, with Chip Zien singing that beautifully. It's one of my favorite songs from the show. I don't listen to it too often because it is heartbreaking.
Yes.
It's a lot. But it, you know, these days I find myself, no more.
No more.
No more.
Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need to say no more.
Yeah. Just. Yep. And the song before it, Kiss Me from Sweeney Todd. I have a confession. I could care less about the characters of Anthony and Joanna. They kind of drive me nuts. But I think that Kiss Me is one of the most beautiful things Sondheim's ever written. It captures young love so beautifully.
It really does.
That, like, that anxiety, that, like, high tittering, soaring thing.
Everything is so important in that moment and nothing will matter but this.
Right, yes. Everything is so important and he does it beautifully. And that's why we love him, but not like we love you, our listeners.
Absolutely.
We've got another donation.
Yes, we do.
Yay! Yay. Thank you so much, Mark. Favorite shows, Better Living Through Show Tunes. I swear I didn't bribe Mark to say that. Also loves Mel and Floyd, Who Can Blame You, and Blues Cruise. Thank you so, so much. Another new donor, which means another match. So, isn't that lovely? Don't you want to have that nice feeling?
Yeah. Know that you've done, you know, double the amount of work for the same amount of effort.
Yes. Join us. Join us in that feeling. But I do want to say that obviously things are rough in the world right now. And we are a volunteer organization, right? So like, I understand that usually people have time or money. Very rarely do we have both.
It's very true.
So if you're hearing this and you're like, man, I want to be a part of this, but I just can't spare it right now, check out WORTFM.org and check out volunteer opportunities.
Yes, we are very much volunteer run. Shannon and I are both volunteers and we give our time to be on the board too. And we have hundreds of volunteers that keep the station going. We have volunteers out there right now answering phones, volunteers bringing in food, volunteers making food. People have been baking for us, too.
Yeah, it's really so lovely.
And during the week, we have such a variety of shows put on by such a variety of people and volunteers. You know, we do love our staff here, the small but mighty staff.
Yes.
But it is truly the volunteers that we appreciate deeply.
And community is what brought me to the board. When I was approached about joining, I was like, man, I am looking for ways to be more involved in my community.
Yes.
And get to know folks better. And I have attended one meeting and it's already been amazing for that. WORT in general is an amazing way to get in touch with your community. Yes. You know, our advertisements are focused on the Madison area.
Yeah.
Our music is so focused on resident musicians, groups that are coming through on tours.
Yeah.
And,
and also, I'm partial, but the news is local community yes. focus. That 6 p.m. news Monday through Friday, or Thursday, I'm sorry, is your community news. It is what's happening here in Madison, and that is so important to get those stories out.
Yes. If you are looking for news that you can trust,
trust the Wart News team.
Yep. They are here, they are paying attention, yes. and they want to get the word out.
Absolutely. The news is I love the news here. I love the music and, you know, the variety we have and all of that sort of stuff. But it's a wonderful balance to the news. You know, we also air Democracy Now, and Amy Goodman does a good job.
Woo.
But oh boy.
Yeah.
It's important, but good. We have balance here at Ward. You will get a little bit of everything.
And that's why we balance with things like Better Living through show tunes. Exactly. And we're so glad that you're here. We're going to hear a little word from Edgewood Theater real quick, and then we'll be back with some more music and some more chat about why we love Ward.
Yes.
Thanks so much for being with us. Sorry about that. We're going to go to a song instead while I figure out what's going on.
Support for this program comes from Edgewood College Theater, presenting Kimberly Bellflower's biting, funny new play, John Proctor is the Villain, directed by Jeannie Leap, February 28th to March 8th at the Diane Bullwig Theater. At a rural high school in Georgia, teens are studying The Crucible while navigating love, sex, and school scandals. Holding a contemporary lens to the American classic, they question, who is really the hero and what is the truth? Discovering their own power in the process. Tickets at edgewood.edu/about/events/theater or search Edgewood College Theater.
And now here is With So Little to Be Sure Of from Anyone Can Whistle. Know that you can be sure of WORT. Thanks again for being here.
With so little to be sure of, if there's anything at all, if there's anything at all, I'm sure of here and now. And us together, all I'll ever be, I owe you. If there's anything to be, being sure enough of you makes me sure enough of me. Thanks for everything we did, everything that's past, everything that's over too fast. None of it was wasted, all of it will last. Everything that's here and now and us together. It was marvelous to know you, and it isn't really true. Crazy business, this life we live in. Don't complain about the time we're given. We had a marvelous moment,
a marvelous moment, a beautiful time. I need you more than I can say. Just today.
everything we did, everything that's past, everything that's over too fast. None of it was wasted.
None of it was wasted.
All of it will last.
All of it will last.
Everything that's here and now and us together. It was marvelous to know you.
That was Pretty Lady, as recorded for Side by Side by Sondheim, the first of the Sondheim reviews. Pretty Lady was originally in Pacific Overtures, a remarkable show that should never be done again. It was a really cool idea
at the time.
And it is honestly like a pretty, God help me, woke take on things, right? Because it is the story of Japanese colonization through the lens of actual Japanese people instead of the other way around. Yeah. Still lots that's problematic with it.
Yeah.
But that set piece, I'm not allowed to tell you what to do on the radio, but if you wanted to go search online to like just ship Pacific Overtures, one of the coolest set pieces I've ever seen in the world.
Cool.
And I'm told that when it was revealed on stage that like it stopped the show every time because it was so immense and just like overwhelming. Like when Hello Dolly revival happened and they had to build in extra bars of music because people like lost their minds and started crying when the train came out during Put On Your Sunday Clothes. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
We love a big set piece.
We do. We love a dramatic reveal.
We're such a sucker for big modes of transportation on stage.
We really are.
How could we not be? But we are also suckers for you.
We are.
Dear listeners, thank you so much for being here with us. On a Sunday for Better Living Through Show Tunes, this hour goes so fast. I just wish that I could play you Sondheim forever. I could go all day. I really could. But I'm not granted that time. I'm glad for the time that I have. But do make sure that you're checking out while we've got this Winter Pledge Drive going on.
We do.
Check out the very cool swag that's available. WORTFM.org. What else do we have? We've got there's a neato backpack.
Yes, that backpack is actually really, there's a cooler.
Yes.
There's a beanie, as we're both here in our beanies. You can't see that over the radio, but there's a lot of cool stuff. And this shirt this year actually was designed 45 years ago by a listener, and we brought it back for this. It's about the community aspect, which is what Wart is all about. You know, we were talking during those songs about why we love Wart, and the community is what brought us here, and people like you who generously give your time and your money during these pledge drives, and that is what keeps us here and what we love about Wart.
Yeah. And Wart is going to be 50 years old this year.
I know, in
which
December.
Is really cool.
Yes, that it's been around that long, and we have people like, yesterday I was with John Craniac, who's been around a very long time, and he's for all the pledge drives too, but we have these people that talk about when Wart was on its old location and how much it's changed and that it's still here and it's still going and evolving with the times.
Yeah, it's so relevant.
Yes.
I think it's really easy to write radio off, but like I mentioned earlier, you can listen to us online, like on your web browser, through our webpage. You can also, there's a WORT app for your phone.
Yeah.
Take us wherever you are. We're happy to be there.
Yeah. My sister in LA will sometimes tune in if I tell her I'm on the air. So, and you can listen to us anywhere, any time zone. And a great thing about the website too is if you want to go back and listen to an old show, we've got those archives.
Yeah.
You can go back there and re-listen on your own time and hear Wart bring it with you wherever you go.
And a challenge to you, dear listeners, something I've been doing since I joined the board is listening, instead of going to my curated playlists and the things that I know and that I listen to all the time, and just give a chance to the radio.
Yeah.
Just turn it on when you normally wouldn't and like allow yourself to be surprised by the good that's out there.
That is the good being the emphasis. Wart has so many good music, good stories, good, you know, during the public affairs show. We've got that on Mondays. We've got world music. We've got, you know, Better Living Through Show Tunes, which is a great one too. But also we have like labor radio on Friday nights. We're talking about local unions and what's happening in them. So you can turn on Wart anytime and just be part of the community.
Yeah. You trust us enough to be listening right now. Give us a chance some other time. I can just about guarantee, as much as Wart will legally allow me, that you will not be disappointed.
Yes.
But only to that amount. Any further than that, and I can't promise.
That's
it.
True.
That's just good sense.
Yeah.
But please do, if you've got a moment, if you've got a few dollars, remember new donors, lapsed donors, your efforts, your monetary efforts are doubled right now, so every little bit counts. We are funded 77% by listener donations, which is wild.
It is. That 77% of the budget is is you. It is you listeners. It is your generosity that really is so vital to WART.
It's a testament to how invested the community is.
Yes, absolutely.
And how much we are all part of each other. But now I'm going to, one of the great things too about community radio is that we get to play things that are a little on the edge. One of Sondheim, always I'm looking at our lovely illustration of George Carlin, reminding me of what I cannot say on the air. And this doesn't have anything to do with that, but one of my favorite Sondheim shows just can't be done that often because, well, it's got some questionable material. It is Assassins, mm-hmm. and it is about that very thing. It's about all of the successful or would-be successful attempts on presidential lives in the course of American history, and it's incredible musically. It can be real challenging politically. But that being said, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs from it, The Ballad of Guiteau from the revival. This features Dennis O'Hare, who's one of those perpetual that guys on movie and TV. You'll see him and you'll be like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
And then you find out that he's a prolific Broadway actor. He wrote and originally starred in An Iliad, a favorite Wisconsin play, one-man show. He was the first one to do that. So here he is singing Ballad of Guiteau along with Neil Patrick Harris.
I am going to the Lordy, I am so glad. I am going to the Lordy, I am so glad. I am going to the Lordy. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I am going to the Lordy.
Come all ye Christians and learn from a sinner, Charlie Guiteau. Bound and determined he'd wind up a winner. Charlie had dreams that he wouldn't let go. Said nothing to it, I want it, I'll do it, I'm Charles J. Guiteau. Charlie Guiteau never said never or heard the word no. Faced with disaster, his heart would beat faster, his smile would just grow. And he'd say,
look on the right side, look on the right side, sit on the right side of the Lord. This is the land of opportunity, he is your lightning, you his sword. Wait till you see tomorrow, tomorrow you'll get your reward. You can be sad or you can be president, look on the right side.
I am going to the Lordy.
Charlie Guiteau drew a crowd to his trial, led them in prayer. Said, I killed Garfield, I'll make no denial, I was just acting for someone up there. The Lord's my employer, and now he's my lawyer, so do what you dare. Charlie said, hell, if I am guilty, then God is as well. But God was acquitted, and Charlie committed until he should hang. Still he sang.
Look on the bright side, not on the black side. Get off your backside, shine those shoes. This is your golden opportunity. You are the lightning and your news. Wait till you see tomorrow. Tomorrow you won't be ignored. You could be pardoned. You could be president. Look on the right side.
I am going to the Lordy.
Charlie Guiteau had a crowd at the scaffold, filled up the square. So many people that tickets were raffled. Shine on his shoes, Charlie mounted the stair. said never sorrow, just wait till tomorrow, today isn't fair. Don't despair.
Look on the bright side, look on the bright side, sit on the right side of the...
I am going to the Lordy. I am so glad I am going to the Lordy. I am so glad I have unified my party. I have saved my country. I shall be remembered. I am going to the Lordy.
Look on the bright side, not on the sad side. Inside the bad side, something's good. This is your golden opportunity. You've been a preacher.
Yes, I have.
You've been an author.
Yes, I have.
You've been a killer.
Yes, I have.
You could be an angel.
Yes, I could.
Wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow they'll all climb aboard. What if you never got to be president? You'll be remembered. Look on the bright side. Trust in tomorrow and the Lord.
And that was the Ballad of Gateau. I love that one so much because it's so weirdly cheerful. And I'm a little ashamed to admit that a lot of my knowledge about those parts of history come from either Stephen Sondheim's Assassins or Sarah Vowell's excellent book, Assassination Vacation, where she did road trips about all of the presidential assassinations except for Kennedy. And she opens it up by seeing a performance of Stephen Sondheim's Assassins because...
A perfect button.
Yeah.
It's a great place to start.
Full circle.
Good jumping off point.
Full circle. but yeah, and those kind of things, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable playing anything from Assassins, right? Even with heavy warnings, disclaimers, and stuff. Not a lot of radio stations would give their volunteer DJs that kind of license.
That's true. But, you know, Wart does.
Right. Yes. Because, again, there's something really lovely about you tuning in every week to be like, what weird journey is Shannon going to take us on this month?
There was a donor yesterday whose comment was, keep the airwaves interesting. And, oh, boy, do we keep it interesting? And we have kept it interesting this hour. Who else does an hour of Sondheim on a Sunday afternoon? And you just can listen in. And I'm rehearing things I've not heard in a while. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do remember that sort of stuff. Every time I listen to Wart, it's always just like, oh, yeah, that's a cool thing. Even in her infinite variety on the way in here.
Yes.
I was like shazamming things to add to my playlist. So that is the beauty of Wart, because we keep it interesting.
We really do. And yeah, it's a gift. It's a gift to be part of. It's a gift to be in a community that supports this.
Yeah.
Other gifts, I want to give a shout out to a phone answerer during this hour. Karen, thank you so, so much. Please keep Karen busy. Wart's a fun place to hang out, but like, give our phone answerer something to do by dialing and giving a call.
Give us a call at 608-256-2001.
And my extra thanks to Nicole, because I cannot keep that number in my brain, and she's so on it, so I've just been pointing, and I super appreciate you.
No problem.
But again, if phones aren't your thing, and I understand, WORTFM.org, look for that adorable orange button. Check out the swag. You've got 6 minutes to show your love to Better Living through show tunes. But here's the good news. I love you no matter what.
Yeah. We love you for listening.
Yeah.
We love the donors, and especially our new and coming back lapsed ones. But we don't stay on the air if we don't have listeners.
Yep.
So you listening is also a great way to support WORT. Spread the news. You know, talk about how it's the pledge drive to everybody else. If you can't, if you're not in a place right now financially, understandable, yep. Tell other people about it. You don't know if who you're talking to and
yeah.
What they can do, but yeah, just spread the word about wart. I will get that
the good
out.
Wart word.
The good wart word.
Yeah, tell them about the weird things that you hear, the things that tickle your fancy,
yeah.
The things, you know, if you like our news, let people know.
Yes.
That goes a long way. Also, if you can, if you're going out for, say, delicious Chinese food this week,
yes.
You can show some love to Hong Kong Cafe, who donated food for our volunteers today. It is delicious.
Absolutely.
It is such a nice thing to walk in and be
and
like, oh.
I heard about the egg rolls on the way in and was delighted there were some left when I got here. Truly. What a treat.
So if you were going to treat yourself anyway, why not treat yourself to Hong Kong Cafe as thanks? Because we appreciate them. But that brings us to the end of our show. I've got one last song to play us out. Thank you so much, Nicole, for joining
me.
It's been lovely getting to spend some time with you as I join the board and getting to talk about why we love wart.
Yes.
And up next, we've got On the Horizon. You know that's going to be a good show, so please stick around. And if you've never listened, give it a chance.
Yeah.
Try something new.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, just pick up your Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
But we're going to end with the Raul Esparza revival of Company. And a song that was the first thing that came to my mind when I thought about the pledge drive. It's called What Would We Do Without You? What Would We Do Without
That's
You?
That's perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us. Next week, you've got Tim, who's going to be joined by Kirk. And I will see you next month. Make it a good one. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
What would we do without you? How would we ever get and who is so deep? And who would keep me occupied when I want to sleep? How would we ever get through? What would we do without you? What would we do without you? Ever get through? Should there be a marital squabble, available bauble, be there with the glue. Who could we open up to? Secrets we keep from guess who? Who is so safe and who is so sound? You never need an analyst with Bobby around. How could we ever get through? What would we do without you? And never says boo. Who changes subjects on cue? Who cheers us up when we're blue? Who is a flirt but never a threat? Reminds us of our birthdays, which we always forget. What would we do without you?
Just what you usually do.
Right. You who sit with us, you who share with us.
Thank you.
going to jump on just real quick for one last thank you so much to Reverend Velveteen. Favorite shows, show tunes, on the horizon. So what a lovely time to be you. And RTQE, thank you so, so much for joining us. I'm happy to turn it over now to On the Horizon. Have a wonderful Sunday.
We're already hard at work on events and special programming to celebrate this milestone. We've gone through our archives at the station and found many photos, flyers, documents, and hundreds of hours of taped shows that go all the way back to our first days on the air. We have so much to share with you, but we also need your help. Do you have favorite photo memories of WORT that you'd like to share with our listening audience? Or other things related to WORT history, such as newsletters, flyers, videos, or any other treasures? Send us an email at 50years@wortfm.org. That's the number 50 and the word years, and tell us what you have. Or you can call our hotline at 608-321-9594 and leave a message with a description of what you've got, and we'll be in touch. Thank you for being a part of WORT, and stay tuned for more information about our 50th year.